לפני, אנחנו לראות ספר. אולי קצת. יש השיר. אולי אנחנו... אוקיי. Thank you. God it is. Hallelujah. Especially in Finland, who put up La Gola Hotel in Finland.
You want to keep this?
We'll put it in a pile for next time. We'll keep it for, you know?
Hallelujah.
Okay, go ahead. Yopi, Mishu, Le Rock, Le Schlichim, Telek Ether.
You can eat everything.
You read the whole thing, right?
Then I run to the fridge and eat everything.
Well, everything in your fridge is kosher. Hallelujah. Particularly, Pesuk Shavasre, the Shukim, Shukim Ether. Ki b'Shukim Ether, Pesuk Shavasre, Pedro, or Hashem Kepha, Hulo yada shel
ma kavanat amari
lechol hakol. He didn't think that was the meaning. He didn't know what the meaning was.
Was confused.
He was confused. So how can ech efshar bishvilanu kolkach the two up, how can we be so sure?
How can we know the Supreme?
The Supreme. Shall Nachnu, we understand the vision. Chashuv lishmua le ruach hakodesh, ve chashuv lirot machiketuv sham. Okay, as pesuk, בפסוק 17, הוא לא יודע, אין לו מושג מה לעשות, the meaning of the vision. נכון? פיתוק שם. אוקיי? ואז פסוק 28, הוא יודע. אוקיי? אפשר לקרוא?
אדם.
הכל זה בשביל האנשים. נכון? כי קורנליוס ומשפחה קורנליוס הם גויים, נכון? הם לא יהודים. אבל האמת של ישוע, הגפל של ישוע, זה בשביל הכל האנשים עכשיו. זה המסר של מה שהוא לראות.
זה מעניין.
Specifically speaking, he says that God has shown the vision, shown and taught me by words. It's because God spoke to him and said, eat, cook here and eat. He's shown him and he's taught him by words two things, that I should not call any human being common or unallowed or ceremonially unclean. Absolutely speaking about people.
Well.
In verse 28. He's not speaking about food.
But why in verse 13 speaks about it?
It's a metaphor. He's showing him by the means of of the animal is showing him by that. He's showing it's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor because what is Peter's response to that voice? Amarlo, kefa, techo. About kefa lo, okel. Amarlo, kefa, kefa amar, lo, lo adun. Pesuk abatra. Peter's answer was not, okay, sure. He didn't answer that. He didn't eat anything. And the Pesuk Shvatre, he was still wondering. Kefa haya old nu chok. Chok, mazze. So he didn't answer the voice by eating. He didn't even understand how could this voice be telling him that, because he didn't know. Later, in verse 28, then he knew, after he was already on the way. Then he knew and he explained. Now God has shown me not to call any man unclean.
Yeah.
So that proves that it's a metaphor, that the animals were representing people, not meat.
Yeah, honey, they would have had, if it was truly, we don't know if Peter's, you know, the whole story of what he thought and what he, if it was the myth talking about God changed the food laws, in this one vision, to one man, he changed all the Jewish food laws in one moment. It would have been discussed. It would have been something that was amongst the Jewish believers in Jerusalem. They would have been more written about that. Mm-hmm. That from now on, we eat everything. We can eat pork. We can eat shrimp. We can eat all the fish. It would have been more discussed. It would have been a dramatic change in the whole Jewish thinking. But it's not talking about that. The law
because the confusion. The confusion, if you don't know, you're not sure, yes, no. The doubt, you have a fear from the doubt.
But God is not a God of
confusion. Sometimes you can eat, but then you repent, and sometimes you not eat because you don't know, and sometimes you eat because you don't know. And it's a little bit balagan, so yeah.
The only one confused about this would be the non-Jews. Agoyim.
Yeah.
They're the only ones who would be confused. But it's because they don't know. They haven't learned yet. The Jews, the ones who have been studying this enough, they would clearly understand. Did we also read Vayikra Chapter
3? Yeah. Honey, if you're a Jewish person that comes from a Dutchian background, and suddenly you meet Yeshua in a vision, and you become a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And you suddenly have to, this doesn't swallow very well. It's too light. It's too, you know, to suddenly change all the food laws. For a Jewish person, this is not acceptable.
Yeah.
Based on a vision cannot overturn scripture. Nakon? A vision cannot turn over the books of Moses.
No.
That's why Peter was confused. He couldn't figure out what it meant, because he knew that it couldn't mean that this vision is now overturning the books of Moses. It cannot be. So what does it mean then? It must symbolize something. The meaning must be a metaphor, but what could it be? I can't understand. The reason he's wondering is because he knew that the obvious message could not be the real message. Now we see this again. And now we see Peter, when we read this, Peter will tell the whole story again, and you will see the response of the Jewish believers.
Okay.
when they hear his story. Okay? אפשר לקרוא שליחים 11 פסוק 1 לפסוק 18.
השליחים והאחים אשר ביהודה שמעו שגם הגויים קיבלו את דבר אלוהים. אבל כאשר עלה ספה לירושלים, הלכו אותו בני המילה ואמרה, נכנסת אל אנשים הרעבים ואכלת איתם. התחיל כיפה לספר להם את העניין לפי הסדר. נתפלל העיר בעיר יעפו, ובהיוכים בהתעלות ראיתי מראה. הבטלי דומה למפרס ולא מועד בארבע חסב מן השמיים ומגיע עד אליי. כשהתבוננתי בו, ראיתי את בהמת הארץ ואת חיות היער והרמצים בתוך השמיים. וגם שמעתי קול אומר אליי, קום כיף, אשחת ואכול. אלא שאמרתי, בשום פנים, לא, אדוני, כי מעולם לא נכנס לתוך פי פיגול או תמת. שני תשאיר קול מן השמיים, לאשר תיאר אלוהים מתי תקרת אמת. זה היה שלוש פעמים, והכל שעה ועלה לשמיים. והנה בדיוק אז עמדו שלושה אנשים יד הבית שראיתי בו והם נשלחו אל
קיסריה
והם נשלחו אליי מקיסריה. הרוח אמרה לי ללכת איתם ולא להסס. גם ששת האחים האלה באו איתי ונכנסו, נכנסנו לביתו של האיש. הוא סיפר לנו שראה את המלאך בביתו עומד ואומר, שלח את אל יפו, לשמעון המכונה כיפה. הוא ידבר אליך דברים אשר תיבשה בהם אתה וכל בני ביתך. כאשר התחלתי לדבר הצלחה עליהם, רוח, התחלתי לדבר עליהם, התחלחה עליהם רוח הקודש, כמו שהתחלחה עלינו בתפילה. ונפתחתי לדבר שאמר, אדוני, יוחנן מקביל אתכם במים, אתם תגבלו כרוח הקודש. ובכן, אם אלוהים נתן להם את אותה המתנה כמו שנתן לנו, המאמינים באדון ישוע המשיח, מי אני שאוכל לעשות בעד אלוהים? כשאמרנו זאת, לא השיבו דבר, אלא נתנו כבוד אלוהים באמרם, אכן גם בגויים נתן אלוהים לחזור בתשובה אלי חיים.
הללויה. הללויה.
very nice. מכל החיים שלי. אני אמרתי שזה מדבר על אוכל, שנותר לנו לאכול את הכל. ופשוט לא הסתכלתי יותר, אני פשוט קיבלתי את זה. I didn't even bother to look for it, but זהו. First time I'm actually reading it, really. It's amazing.
עם עין חדשה, with new eyes. So this is great. This is really special. Because Elohim Amar, do not call unclean what I have cleansed. And see, who has he cleansed? Those who come to him in faith. Cornelius, who tzaddik? Kvar, tzaddik. Ketuv b'pelek eser, pesuk shtayim, ki Cornelius chassid, hu haya chassid. וידע אלוהים he feared Elohim.
Yahweh.
The kol mishpacha shelo, his whole family and his whole household, even his children, they feared Elohim. That means that they were walking in the Tanakh. You can't fear Elohim and ignore the Tanakh.
Yeah.
Gentiles in a whole family and extended community, people in a big household, if they living together, all ready to receive Yeshua. You know, they were so ready. They were already knowing God. They didn't know Yeshua, but they were knowing a new God. And they were ready to, they really wanted to serve Him with all their heart. And, you know, I can imagine if this picture somebody here in Israel, whole family, whole, really want to serve God, really looking for Him. And then they see an angel one night. The father sees an angel and says, "You've got to get Ronnie to come to us." And Ronnie sees a vision. Go to those people. Oh, steady.
Yeah, it's the gum, the pasuk sheva. Kishen Malach Amar le Cornelius, the pasuk sheva. He called two of his servants and a devout soldier from his staff. Devout soldier, how mother be agreed? So he's calling one of his workers, a soldier in his house, who is also devout, who also loves God. These are the ones that he calls to him, and he sends them on a mission to get Kipa Peter and bring him back, according to what the vision told him to do. So you can see his whole household, you know. They're all learning. I'm sure, possibly, they're sitting in the synagogue every Shabbat. Where else can somebody lishmoa et ha-tanach? Ain't enough but the bite. Ain't enough. Rak the shul. He was going to the Shabbat. He was sitting, listening with them, and learning, and changing his life. This is what it says about him. And why is it that this is the guy that God picks to do all of this work and to show Peter a very important lesson?
Yeah, he had roots.
Yeah. So this is why God could say, I have cleaned him. I've already been cleaning him. Don't call him unclean. No. Bring the gospel to him. Preach Yeshua to him. And don't consider him to be unclean. Don't be afraid to go into his house.
No. Yeah.
Clean by the word.
Yeah.
Clean by the word. And the fruit and the evidence is in his life. He's already eating clean. He's living clean.
Yeah.
Klayim the Shabbat. Of course. Eser Dvarim. He and his household, he's training them. They're listening. They're learning.
Yeah.
They're living.
Foundation.
They're the foundation. As a shelf. Mesudar lishmor al Yeshua. Now it's okay. It's arranged. Their life is arranged. They're ready to hear about Yeshua.
Yeah, I just quickly before. For me, that was my two friends. My two friends, Shlaka Barok, we are people from Kasi. Them in Ikablu, Yeshua. I know what is his name now, version. Tova, he and me, Mishpacha Chilonim, Chilonim Legamri. I'm sure that she, I'm yet there, I'm not going to call regular Chilonim Israel, family. But Mina, he I tell me, Mishpacha Datila. What happened after a shana, a deep shana, shana plus, Tova, ilo, ikzik, walacha, ishbachaya, neged, ha'imuna shela, meod, neged, ve, lo ya kol kach kashe la, lamshich im ha'imuna, ki lo ya la shorashim. אז היום היא ריבה עולם, לא מאמינה. היא מאמינה, אבל הלב שלה, פשוט היא לא הולך לפי המילה, ובדיוק ההפך עם מינה. עכשיו היא מתחתנת, התחתן עם גם עם מאמין, והיא חיה, יש לה חיים גם. But she's a believer. She's a regular, strong believer now, today. That is, the, for me, a very, the smaller me also was of this. Maybe not, you know, not the lover behind the kohan, but this is for me was quite an interesting one. Mina, gum, hayala, he's not good. Mia, mia, mishpacha. Shalom. Me'od. They pushed her and they said, you cannot be in the house anymore. She had to leave the house. Very hard. But she could stand. She could stand. She said, but it's true. And she held on to the word. All the scriptures about Yeshua, she knew. She could see the prophecies on Elim. It made sense to her. She knew them. But Tova doesn't mean anything. But clapping in church. Singing in church. Wonderful. Very full of the spirit, but no
But you know this. You know, he talks actually in parables here, okay? Because it's compassion. You have to understand from that who is the Gentile. And what God plans is pure. But you can look double time on that. You know, you can say, for example, that well, maybe in the Bible, when we spoke about it the first time, he actually meant the same.
If that, then we need to find some evidence somewhere that the Jewish believers actually did change their eating and begin to eat like the pagans. I haven't found it. I've been looking.
Again, I don't understand.
If there's a double meaning here,
yeah.
And yes, it's about men are clean when God calls them clean, but you're saying a double meaning also, you can eat whatever you want.
In the Bible, it means the same.
If it means that, double meaning, then we need to find proof somewhere in the scripture that yes, God has changed the eating from the Torah. Now it's changed. But I can't find that proof anywhere. It's not there. It's only there's some passages, we looked at some last week.
Yeah, the proof may be bad.
That's not it. It has to be more than that. Where is the proof did that, that even Peter started to eat pork after this vision?
What?
Began. Is it kefa?
Yeah.
Olech le'chol.
Okay. So.
Mashu asher?
No.
No, there's no evidence.
If there, yeah, if he did change his eating, if Peter changed his eating because of that vision, it would be written here.
It was a very big
no, but he like it to emphasize that. Maybe emphasize something else, not the eating. It emphasize the people, the Gentiles, the nation. It's not the food thing. Or like in Shabbat, for example, to keep Shabbat. It's maybe the same thing, you know, because you know we know that that God commands not work in Shabbat, right? So actually this is the day that creates peace.
Yeah.
Peace, you know, it's resting, rest.
Mm-hmm.
So we command to rest in Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
And but again we're talking I'm not catching that now what I thought just not because I'm a little tired but it's like
you can pick it up again
it's like the same thing with the food, you know, it's
yeah.
You're talking about rest in God. Maybe he meant because he, you know, we're talking about resting God. Shabbat is maybe the command of not working Shabbat is just again to rest in God. You understand what I'm saying?
The principle is that. Whatever God is trying to tell us in the Bible, He makes it clear. And if we can't understand something, if we keep looking at the Bible and keep searching, we can find what He wants us to understand.
That's the thing. That's what it's
not the Bible that is wrong.
If we are confused,
then it's us that has the problem.
No, the question is if, for example, the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a parable that is explaining us the meaning in the New Testament.
You know, honey, you are this is another. You know what we should discuss.
Mm-hmm.
You are thinking. You know, there's the Greek mindset and there's the Jewish mindset, completely opposing each other. The way you are thinking now is interesting because you are thinking with a Greek mindset, with Greek.
Mm-hmm.
The Greeks found metaphors in everything was metaphors. Everything was elevated. Where the Jewish was very practical, very real.
Everything practical now?
No, this is.
Because let me go with this.
It's clear.
It's just straight. It's
right, yeah.
It's connected. I mean, Bereshit, all the way from Genesis to Revelation is one book. It's all Divine Elohim. It's
yeah, but the Bible is teaching
us.
No. The Bible teaches us all the time, especially in the New Testament, all the time parables. Why you ask yourself, why the parables? Why the parables all the time?
Parables have a meaning. And
what?
And the disciples always came to Yeshua, Akureze, to listen, to ask about
mm-hmm.
the parable, and he explained it. In the same way, when we read, you know, a parable, we can read the explanation and get the meaning of it. Here we read about a vision. We didn't understand it. Peter didn't understand it. But we read about the meaning of the parable, of
mm-hmm.
the vision.
No.
And then we learned the meaning of the vision.
Why?
Still,
why?
Because
why not?
Because God is communicating to us.
Yes. But the question is, why not simple? Don't do that to love the Gentiles, not talking about why the parables, why the meaning?
Because maybe
it wants to show us. Maybe it wants to show us.
Mm-hmm.
Honey,
Well, we have to close, I think, because it's late.
Very light for us.
So let's pick up again next week.
You guys can continue.
Yeah. All right, and I'm glad that we read this so that we could prepare for this week. ושבוע, אולי זה אפשר לקרוא בהביתה, לקרוא אחרון קורינתי.
ספר קורינתים?
לא, הראשונה על הקורינתים, שמונה, פרק שמונה. אוקיי? וגם קלופים אחד ושם.
First Corinthians 8.
First Corinthians 8 and Colossians 1 and 2. So we have three chapters to read. The Gam, if you haven't read Leviticus Vayikra Echad Esre yet, Lekor Ose. Vayikra?
1.
No, Echad Esre.
Echad Esre. 11.
There's something that I want to discuss maybe tomorrow. Something that I read, you know, I want to
see the Arabic version.
Because it's weird to me. We have discussion about it, me and Irene. I wonder about that something. You know, that,
okay. Epsha. You can look at the Aramaic.
I can show you just what it is. I have no cough anymore. My brain is turning into service.